Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Your Honor, my Lord's Bishop, Reverend Moderator, Reverend Gentlemen, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, may I introduce to you the Chairman of Highland Radio, Mr. Donal McLaughlin.
A hearni aspog, a dinni ishle, agus clair agus tuha. Can Radio Highland, a wailom, kib mila falcha, a carivalig an shaw. Good gi oskald offigal, an kid stashin, kitaha, in sin regan shaw. She were maha, a ligan shaw, trinona. My lords, bishops, reverend fathers, reverend gentlemen, reverend sisters, ladies and gentlemen, it is my very great privilege and honour as Chairman of Highland Radio to welcome you all here this evening to take part in this very momentous and historic occasion, and one which we in Highland Radio have been working towards and looking forward to from as far back as 1979. I would like particularly to thank those of you who have travelled very long distances to join with us here in our celebrations this evening, and I would like to mention particularly our friends from the other radio stations around the country, whose help, advice and encouragement to us from day one was there for the asking, and which hopefully will prove invaluable to us in the months ahead. I am convinced that this type of cooperation and unity will be a major factor in making local community radio throughout the country a major success. Unfortunately, some of our original founder members are no longer with us, and I think particularly today about two of those people, namely the late Canon James McDyer of Glencolum Kill and our recently deceased director, Captain Kevin McIntyre from Lifford, whose contribution and untiring efforts to make this station a success will never be quantified. But I can assure you that without their drive and enthusiasm over all the years, Highland Radio would be nothing more today than just a pipe dream. Others like Dees Mackey and John McIntyre must also be thanked today, as their contribution, though short in terms of years, was nonetheless important because of the quality of their advice and guidance in those early and formative years. Highland Radio is now on the air, and it has been brought together by a very dedicated and enthusiastic team who have been working very closely with each other since the franchise was first allotted to us at the end of August last year. To achieve what is now in existence in terms of facilities and manpower in just 6 months is, I think, a major feat in planning an organisation. And I would like to take this opportunity of thanking all those concerned who played any role whatsoever in the bringing of this about. We now have a great team of professional and talented people, some of whom bring with them outstanding track records in community broadcasting, and who know and appreciate what you, the listeners, want to hear. We feel confident that our programme schedule has something for everyone and will be one which will reflect the views of the various communities throughout the North West over the coming years and also be a service which we will all be proud of. Normally one doesn't like singling out people on these occasions, but when there are extenuating or exceptional circumstances, then I think this convention must be overlooked. And I would like to say a special word of thanks to George Bowl and his building team, led by Dave Muldowney, who not alone did they provide us with a magnificent studio, but also carried out all the preparatory work at the transmitters, at the Scalp, in Arranmore and in Letterkenny, in what can only be described as atrocious and appalling weather conditions. Others, of course, have also played major roles in putting the show on the air. And in this regard, I would like to thank especially all our suppliers for their cooperation in meeting the various deadlines which we imposed upon them, some of which were at very short notice indeed, and where working conditions were far from perfect. Again, one or two people stand out very prominently in this regard. Michael O'Hara from Joe O'Neill, Glenn Amadi, who installed all the in-house broadcasting equipment, Frank McCarthy from CASP in County Armagh, who erected the transmitters, and our own local man, Frank Horsky, who built all the in-house equipment, units in which this equipment is housed. Finally, I would like to thank our staff, some of whom have done Trojan work over very long hours during the past couple of months, so as to ensure that everything was up and ready for today. As for my colleagues and fellow directors, well, I just wouldn't know where to start in order to express my thanks to them. Because we are one, if not the smallest board of directors in the country, everyone has had to play a very vital role in the organisation right from the very beginning, and this they have willingly done without complaint or whisper. I don't think any of them, however, would feel slighted in any way if I was to single out one of them for special mention. Our technical director, all down the years, has been Paddy Keeney, and he was the one man, right from the very start, who had the interest and the knowledge to understand what radio was all about. And to say that we wouldn't be here today without his help and advice would be the understatement of the year. It just would not have happened, and consequently, the board and I would like to express our thanks to Paddy today for his untiring efforts over the years, which have meant many late nights, many communications, many telephone calls, and lengthy correspondence to the various government departments. It is now my very great pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Justice Henchy, Chairman of the Independent Radio and Television Commission, who will perform the opening ceremony. Justice Henchy, who, as most of you are aware, chaired the public hearings that were held throughout the country for most of last year, and which resulted in most of the franchises now being allocated. He's an extremely eminent person in the legal profession, and a man held in the highest esteem of all who have come in contact with him. We are delighted to see that he was able to find time to come to Letterkenny today, and we sincerely hope that he will enjoy his short stay with us, and that the rest of you, who also so very kindly accepted our invitation to come here today, will have a very enjoyable evening. Gura míle maígadh.